Our last regular item of the day is, we're a little bit late here, like a half hour, good governance discussion. This is something we've had some further conversation about and developed some documents around, a little while back. But Peter, could you take on the main presenter role on this one?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. And as Tom indicated, you all saw these documents at the executive session on my performance at the last board meeting. And then they were sent to you electronically as Word documents, and we got feedback, and what you have are slightly updated documents. And the background and context, I'm not going to read. I assume you've read that. And the analysis really just kind of summarizes what we've done so far. But we have essentially three recommendations for actions by the board on governance. And the first is the board governance policy. And it meets the handbook, governor's handbook recommendation that the board have a set of bylaws to clarify its actions, procedures, and organizations. And it follows the board direction not to repeat anything in statute or administrative rules. So all we've have said as a policy statement is the policy of the Oregon Board of Forestry to have a set of bylaws to direct, clarify its actions, procedures, and organization, which includes expectation of members. The board will establish written documentation for board processes and procedures developed to execute its statutory responsibility. So it's really to say, hey, if we're going to establish a process, so we will actually do it in writing. So there's a history and a clear governance that in an open, transparent way. It lists the authority under which you're doing this. The only new thing that came since our last view was a definition of governance. And so are there any questions or discussion on this topic?
I don't see any hands up here, Peter. So.
Great. And I don't know if we want to take these one at a time or go through all of, because some of them are going to take more work. So the first recommendation is to adopt this formally as governor, as the board policy document.
Why don't we do this one at a time so we can, and so is there a motion to approve the Oregon Department of Forestry policy document on governance policy? As you see it
here. So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. That was Joe Justice and Mike Rose, respectively. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor, can't do that anymore. We'll do a roll call. Cindy Deacon Williams.
Aye.
Joe Justice.
Aye.
Jim Kelly.
Aye.
Brenda McComb.
Aye.
Mike Rose.
Aye.
And Tom Imeson is aye. So unanimously approved. Keep going, Peter.
Great. The second topic is that the handbook also recommends a set of I'm thinking I had it organized differently before. The second topic is around the board governance topics. And the board, we, through our process of finding out what was working well and what wasn't working well for the board, we identified a number of topics that the board needed to address and clarify through governance. And at the last meeting, you asked me to go back and put these in priority order and bring that back to the board. And so I have put them into priority order based on feedback. There were some clarifying edits to the second to the last one, which is process for staff evaluation, feedback, a board performance. And it's to be conducted in conjunction with the board self-evaluation process. This would be a completely new process. And there was, I think we had used the term kind of like a 360 before, but that has a lot of different connotations. So we did a little bit of work on the wording for that. The one that I have teed up next is the board reviewing the current process for developing board work plans and revises as appropriate. We have a process for developing work plans and adjusting them through time. That we're coming up to October, which is a midpoint correction. So I think it's important to actually relook at that process and make sure it's still working for the board. We didn't get any feedback on the priorities being wrong. So the question is for the request is for you to review and confirm the priority and adopt the list to provide direction to me about what order to work on governance. And if you adopt this Board of Governance topic, it will be referenced as a supporting document in your policy document so that we will begin to have a record and accountability for accomplishing these governance topics. And as we complete them off, one of the main sort of things for this policy document is to refer on the record to policies and procedures that are in writing. So, any discussion of the governance topics?
I don't see any hands raised. So, would you like to have then formal adoption of this as direction to you?
Yeah, confirm the priorities of the governance topics and adopt the list to provide direction to the state forester.
All right, is there a motion to approve this document?
So moved.
Mike Rose moves. Is there a second? Cindy seconds the motion. Any further discussion? Then let's vote on that. Sorry, I keep grabbing my list because I want to do it in the same. What the hell? Cindy Deacon Williams.
Hi.
Brenda McComb.
Hi.
Mike Rose.
Hi.
Jim Kelly.
Hi.
Joe Justice.
Hi.
And Tom Iveson is an aye. So this is also approved unanimously. The third is the expectations of Board of Forestry members.
Yeah. And so you adopted the front section, the ones from the governor's handbook, kind of informally at the board March 4th meeting. You all agreed that you ought to meet the expectation of the governor. But you wanted more time for the ones that are on the back page, that these were a set of expectations from discussion with board members in the March 4th, 2020 board meeting. We did get a little edit suggestions in terms of those, but nothing significant in changing the content. You've had a chance to review them further. Do you need more discussion of these, or I will defer to you folks on that. That what I want you to do is to review and finalize those last set of them and say these are good. Again, all of this can be a living document. And, if you come up with other newer expectations or if new board members want to look at this at any time, we can say, one of the things we have is a review process for when we review this. and a time frame for that. We currently have sort of a review process for the main document at 4 years. And if you want to have a set a review cycle for this, we can, but it can be reviewed at any time.
Okay, and Brenda has her hand up.
Great.
Brenda?
Yes, the second bullet on the second page of that section says individual board members may not agree with the decision, but once a board decision is made, all board members will respect and support the decision and move forward. And I guess I have a little bit of concern with the term and support. I mean, I certainly will respect the decision and I certainly will move forward, but I think I would like to reserve the right to say that I don't support the decision.
Well, I actually think that's I was going to raise that point myself as one. I mean, what if we have doesn't matter what the vote is, but if I voted in the negative, I could live with all members will respect the decision and move forward. But, you know, it almost implies I couldn't explain why I voted against the decision, right? Which in a public setting, I would want to be able to do while respecting the decision. So I think that language on that point, if taken the wrong way, it could imply that somehow you're muzzled from explaining why you took a negative decision, why you voted against something. And I think it actually enriches the board for people to say, we are a diverse board. We don't agree on everything. We support we respect the decisions made by the board and move forward, but still being able to explain why we have a different perspective. And over time, that minority perspective could become a majority perspective. And so I have a certain queasiness about that language as well.
Tom. I mean, I think I was the one to put or suggest that kind of language or that sort of, I think what I'm just trying to imply is whether or not the word support needs to be there or not, I'm okay with dropping that word. It's really the messaging or what is we are going to disagree. We are a diverse board and we aren't always going to agree, and that's okay.
Right.
But once we make a decision, that's the decision of the board. I am one of seven and the board will make decisions and I'm a part of that decision, even though I may be a dissenting decision. And so that's the message of that. That's what
I agree with your message about. I just think that, I don't know how you feel, Brenda. I think if we just said we'll respect the decision and move forward, I would be fine with that.
And that's okay with me too, Tom.
Yeah. So
great. Thank you, Brenda and Tom and Joe. Any further discussion on that particular one? I saw Cindy put her thumbs up.
So as modified, right, the discussion we just had, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Cindy moves.
Joe
seconds. Although I keep wanting to do that. Okay. Here's the vote. Joe Justice.
Aye.
Mike Rose.
Aye.
Brenda McComb.
Aye.
Cindy Deacon Williams.
Aye.
Jim Kelly.
Aye.
And Tom Iveson. I'm an aye also. Good. That wraps up that item, right, Peter?
Correct. Thank you for working hard on improving good governance and doing it in a timely fashion.